You know, God's with us today. He told us whenever there was two or more of us gathered in his name that he was going to be here. So he's here because there's definitely more than two. I got, after this Torah portion today, please forgive me, I have to go to a funeral service for my uncle. And so Jess and I will have to leave right afterwards, but my heart will still be here with you. Today's parasha is called Nitzavim, and it's found in Deuteronomy 29:10 through Deuteronomy 30:20. In this portion, Moses concluded his second farewell speech to the people. He tells the Israelites that you're standing this day before the Lord your God, your captains of your tribes, your elders, and your officers, and with all the men of Israel, your little ones, your wives, and the stranger in your camp, from the carpenters to your water drawers. In other words, Moses tells them that he's talking to everybody, all of them. He tells them that this covenant binds the Israelites to God and God to the Israelites, and was made not only for those who were there that day listening, but with all of Israel, past, present, and future. In the rest of chapter 29, Moses predicts that the people who secretly believe they could break the covenant will turn away from God to worship idols. Moses warned them what would happen to them if they didn't obey God. He told them that they would be bitter, that they would be unhappy, and that they would not be prosperous. Materialism. Looking for the easy way and serving yourselves will leave a bad taste in your mouth. And in this case, the Bible calls it gall and wormwood. Moses told them the land given to them would look like Sodom and Gomorrah if they broke his commandments, and that they would suffer from plagues and diseases. Ultimately, according to Moses, the people will repent and Adonai would take them back in love, bring them back to the land and to its blessings. God tells us all, see, I have set before you today life and good, death and evil. Therefore, choose life that you may live, you and your seed. The Jews have been scattered far and wide throughout the whole world, but he promises that one day believers will be drawn back to Israel. And when God makes a promise, you can count on it coming true. Sometimes people don't keep their promises, but Adonai always does. And you can take that to the bank. Here's the promise of in God's holy word. It's in Deuteronomy 33 through 5. That the Lord your God will bring you back from captivity and have compassion on you and gather you again from all the nations where the Lord your God has scattered you. If any of you are driven out to the furthest parts under heaven, from there the Lord your God will garner you, gather you, and from there he will bring you. Then the Lord your God will bring you to the land which your fathers possessed, and you shall possess it. He will prosper you and multiply you more than your fathers. When things have fallen apart and the situation looks grim, turn back to God and he'll bring us back to his land again. Israel is under attack from many enemies worldwide, but God tells us not to worry. Deuteronomy 37 says, and the Lord thy God will put all these curses upon thine enemies and on them that hate thee, which persecute thee. Israel has a very strong military, but even stronger is the help of God Almighty. He can do anything. Do you remember just, I think it was 2 weeks ago, when Pastor Sam was preaching about one of the armies that went up against Israel, and God made all the soldiers blind? He didn't kill them all, he just made them blind. You know, made them so that they would not win. Our God is truly in control, and he has made a promise. He'll keep that promise. All of this has yet to happen. Many of the Jews are back in Israel, but certainly not the majority. From what I understand, I don't know if this is true or not, but there's more Jewish people in New York City than there is in Israel. Is that true, Sam?
There
Barely, okay, well, it's still a lot. The day is coming when the Lord will gather his people from every corner of the world and bring them back. When will that be? Only the Father knows, but it will happen when Jesus comes back. So after 29 chapters of preaching, Moses pauses and he says, you know what to do, and you know that it's true. People do know. They might not want to admit it, but deep down, they know the best way to live is to love God and keep his commandments. After all, who does even an unsaved person want to move in next to them? A person who loves God and honors the Ten Commandments? Or one who hates God and believes murder and adultery, lying and stealing are acceptable? Believe me, I've had both as neighbors, and I'm always going to pick the devoted Christian. We don't do this much anymore, but let's say we're in a big city in the evening, walking back to our car after a play or a concert or a baseball game, and all of a sudden there's four great big guys following us. Wouldn't it be better if we knew that they were coming from a Bible study rather than from a bar? God's message is basically this: love. That's it. We're to love the Lord our God with all our heart, soul, and strength. We are also to love our neighbors as we love ourselves. That's all. Very simple. Just like all of God's commandments to us are simple. But we're simple-minded creatures, so God made it easy for us. How do we get saved? Believe in God's Son, Yeshua. How do we live a good life? Love. Thank you, Father, for keeping your promises. You lead us by example, teaching us how to go about our daily lives as you want us to. Life in the flesh on earth is a very short journey. Please help us to use this precious gift wisely and live in a way that pleases you. Please bless everyone here and all of those who are not here. In your name we pray, Yeshua. Amen. Shabbat shalom.